What's up, newbies? I think you are the first year students. I think this is Living by Book is the first year. Welcome to Living by the Book. This class will be informative. We've learned how to study and how to read the Bible in several different ways. But John chapter 1, we're going to read that in a minute. You can turn to John chapter 1. It's going to really break down what the scriptures really mean. What you really don't understand is the Bible is a story about you. You know, yes, there are different people in the Bible, but you have to find yourself. And then I'm going to teach you how to find yourself in Jesus. It's amazing. We used to play these video games, man, and you'd be fighting games. You could pick all these racing games. And you could pick so many different characters to race with or run with or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you would pick the character that you wanted to be. At that moment, you picked the player that you wanted to represent, your moves on the joystick or whatever you want to do or the remote. Like, that was the player that he had certain powers. Some of them were faster than others. Certain had certain ways they fight, certain ways they race. But that was the one that you picked to represent you on the screen. And it's amazing. I got an analogy to this. It's amazing that even in the scripture, we're able to do that in our minds and put ourselves in the place of some of these people. But rarely do we put ourselves in the place of Jesus. We call ourselves disciples. We have discipleship classes. And we call ourselves disciples, but we're afraid to call ourselves Christs. And so when we're reading the scripture, whatever story you're reading or whatever, we're going to break it down, context. We're going to find out which way the wind was blowing when Jesus was talking. Who was he talking to? What was he talking to them about? Why was he talking to them this way? Why did he talk to them stronger, but then talk to them nicer? Why did he say, suffer little children to come unto me? Why was he talking nice to this woman or talking nice to this man and not to these people? Why did he call the Sadducees and the religious people in the church vipers? We're going to find all those things out because context is key. One of the things that have run rampant in our church today and a lot of teaching ministries or whatever is that we are biblically selective. What do I mean by that? That means we select scriptures that work with the subject line. So we're preaching on faith, we pick a bunch of ones that say faith. Or we're preaching on hope, we find a bunch of ones that say hope, and we try to string them together, but we leave out the context. And the context, which is what comes before, what comes after the scripture, is usually what gives it the whole connotation. It's almost like letting you watch 5 minutes of a movie and then ask you what the whole movie's about, right? Or who all the characters are. You won't know unless you have context. And so we're really going to go over there. We're going to, you know, sometimes the Word of God and the way we learn to study from younger years is very difficult. It's hard because we feel like it's a duty, it's a task. No, it's not a task at all. It's actually reading a manual about who you are, and it's much more than a manual. But it's actually reading about you. The Bible's a story about you. And so even when we write these stories, read these stories, sometimes you'll find yourself in David, or sometimes you'll find yourself in Abraham or Samson or you know, you name Ruth. You can name it. You'll find yourself in different people. But then eventually your pathway should be to find yourself in and as Christ, being just like Jesus. This is what he said. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these. And we have to rectify that understanding. If he said that's the truth, and we got to find out why maybe we don't match what he said we would do, okay? And so, but John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. All right, verse 9. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Verse 14 is that one of our favorite scriptures that we're going to go over. And the Word, big W, remember in the beginning, it said the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're talking about God now. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Talk about Jesus. Became flesh. So now we jumped off the pages into real life. Now it's no longer, you know, you get a manual for something that you may be building or something that you may be working on or some kind of machinery that you have, and you get a manual for it. The manual is cool, but it's not until you press that button for that machine, that washing machine to start off, does anything actually happen? Does any washing aptly happen. It could tell you, hey, step one, press the button. Step two, it's going to begin to wash. But nothing happens until that word becomes flesh, until that word begins to be acted out live in the flesh. What we've done over the years have gotten so caught up. We're going to read John 5:39. It says, search the scriptures, in them you think you have eternal life. And they are there which testify of me. We don't go to verse 40. Verse 40 says, but you will not come to me that you will have eternal life. Later on, another time he said, the letter itself killeth, the spirit, the spirit gives life. John 6:63, he said, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word has to come alive. That's why we say living by the book, not studying by the book or meditating by the book or training by the book. No, it's life. And it shows you what your life is. Verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now here we are. What you don't know, we're going to learn this in this class this semester. And this first class won't be very, very long. It'll be an introductory class to what's going on and how we're going to do things. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot about context, learn a lot about studying. It's going to be to the point to when we finish this class, you're going to want to be reading and studying the word more than you do anything else, because you're going to realize how much life is in there. You're going to realize how much you in there, and you're going to find yourself. And for me, I don't know if it's for you, but for me, when I'm able to find myself and find out the truth about myself, everything else seems great and unimportant now, because I'm really learning more about who I am and who God is in me, who Christ is in me, and the power that I have on this earth. You understand? Hey. And so now we're going to go through that, and we're going to really dig down into these scriptures and start to see ourselves in context. We're going to see a lot of things that you've never seen before, a lot of scriptures that's your favorite scriptures, the ones you may quote over and over again, that you don't even know what they mean. You don't even know the power that's behind them. But we'll dig into them and we'll go into them. So John 1, I want you to read that really well. John 5 is a good one. You can read it before we get to our next class. And we're gonna get down into how we live by the book. We're gonna change it from being a toil and a struggle. It'll no longer be a struggle. Listen, even the word of God, you're not reading the word of God for God. Right? These things are for you so that you can find yourself. Planes do this thing where they call it triangulating. And whenever you fly, if you've ever flown before or any kind of plane, they have systems inside the plane where you can put the coordinates in of where you are. And what it does is it causes it triangulates. To not sound so deep or scientific, it's really finding itself in the coordinates of the world. And when it finds itself, it can take you, once you put other coordinates in, it can take you to whatever you're trying to get to. But the first rule of following the map is find out where you are. And if I don't find out where I am, then I can't go to the place that, even if God wants to take me there, I can't go there because I haven't found out where I am. Finding out where you are, who you are, how you are, and why you are is the beginning. It's only the beginning. This is only the beginning, right? Jesus makes a statement, and I always wonder what he said. He would say, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. I said, well, God, dog, so that means everything you had to say wasn't written in here? What? Everything you had, you still had more to say? Yes, he still has more to say and more to reveal to us. And so we're going to live by the book. We're going to see how to do it. We're going to turn it from eating, you know, the books that make me laugh. It says, you know, sometimes reading the word of God is like eating shredded wheat, like eating, you know, dry shredded wheat. But we're going to turn it into eating something, whatever your favorite thing is that you like to eat that you can't get enough of, it's going to be that. That word, you're going to become an addict. You're going to become a word, Jesus, life addict. And so this is living by the book. Don't expect all your classes to be this short, because they won't. But this is an intro class. Some of them be a little longer. Some of them be a little shorter. We'll just see how it goes. But this is living by the book. And just make sure you be ready. Read the first couple chapters of your book, and we'll touch on some things in there and get it going. Amen. Living by the book.